way of farming? Mm-hmm. No, we didn't.
You ever see something that sort of resembled a bull?
Yeah, I've seen people. Well, I don't believe I've ever seen people plow an ox. I've heard of it, mm-hmm. but I've seen oxen pull log wagons.
How many would be hitched together?
Well, it'd be two abreast, and it'd be four, be eight in all, you know, hitched to a log wagon.
What? How would there be eight in all? Two here, and then.
Two, and then two in front of them, and just be strung out.
I see. What would they call that?
Well, just a team of oxen. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know it or not, but that ox wagon, the original ox wagon, was made in Laurel over here, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Lindsay people invented it and built the first one. And there was log wagon back then all over the place, you know. They'd go out in woods and cut the logs, and then they'd make those little oxen and pull them out and pull them to the mill.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. What, he says, it's something, well, he said, I don't know exactly how far it is, but it's just a little
piece.
Okay. And say if you were taking a trip and you stopped somewhere for lunch, you might remind the others. And we can't stay here long. We still have a
long way to go.
And
if you want to be facetious, say a fur piece.
Okay. Did you hear that around here much? Fur piece?
Occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Say if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say you fell over
backwards.
And this way would be
forwards.
And say if you've been fishing, I said, did you catch any fish? You might say, no. What, a one? No.
No, not a one, or no, they didn't bite or something. Uh-huh. I don't know.
You ever say nary one?
Yeah, I've used that expression and hear it often too.
Could you give me an example?
Well, anything that you just didn't happen, mm-hmm. say maybe you just gonna go somewhere to see a bunch of people, and you'd get back and say, well, y'all have a good meeting, and say, no, neither one of them didn't show up.
I see. And, say, if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you say you did
cleared it.
And, you know, what do you call a, say if you cut the hay off a piece of land, and then that enough grows up that same year so you can cut it again, you'd call that what?
I don't know this name part, but I can't think of just what that second cutting would be.
Mm-hmm. What about that old dead dry grass that would be left over on the ground?
Well, it would just be I don't know. I don't reckon you would call it chaff, or I just don't know what you'd call that.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a crop that just hadn't been planted but comes up anyway?
Volunteer.
Okay. And you say wheat is tied up into a
sheaf, or bundle, we said, but a sheaf is the correct name.
Uh-huh. And then those sheaves or bundles are piled up into
a shock.
Mm-hmm. And talk about how much wheat you raise.